Hello and welcome to the newest podcast episode of the Social Speak Network podcast. My name's Caitlin McDonald and I am one of the co-founders over here at Social Speak. Now today I am so excited to be joined by Jessica Flores. So after graduating from J School at the University of Texas Arlington, Jessica went on to pursue a career in a PR at an agency based in Dallas, Texas. She specialized specifically in influencer campaigns. After falling for a Frenchman, she found herself facing an important decision and ultimately decided to pack up and move her life, including her cat, to Lyon, France. She landed a three-month contract with a former PR agency and figured she would easily find freelance work after that. Little did she know, it would be much more challenging than she thought. So we're so excited to have Jessica with us today. So let's jump on over and learn more about her journey as a freelancer living in France. All right, welcome, Jessica. We are so excited to have you on our podcast today. So I guess let's just jump right in. First off, tell us a little bit about your background and your current freelancing business.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. So I kind of jumped into freelancing because I made the decision to move abroad. I was working for a PR agency for 5 years and kind of specializing in influencer campaigns while at the agency. And I decided to up and move to France with my boyfriend of 2 years. And so I kind of, I worked out a three-month contract when I first got here with the agency. And then afterward, I figured, oh, I'll just like, you know, find work freelancing. It's going to be probably not that hard. And there's Upwork and there's all these other platforms I can look for work through. And so, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And actually I was unpleasantly surprised that it was a lot harder than I thought. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened to me. And so yeah, I just started, you know, like I said, looking on Upwork and different platforms, you know, for freelance work, and went from there.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about your business, because I think it's awesome. It's something that a lot of us social media marketers know that we need and just don't know how to actually do it. So you started doing influencer marketing like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about what that means and how you structure, you know, your dream packages, if you will, just so that people watching, if they need influencer marketing, they know what you can offer there.
Yeah, of course. So what I started to do at the agency was sort of build in influencer campaigns into traditional PR plans, because it's pretty tough to get traditional PR these days. There's a ton of freelance writers and you don't really know who to contact and who writes for what publication. And so it's a little bit trickier these days to get, you know, traditional media. And so what I started doing was building these influencer programs to sort of supplement, you know, the chatter in the meantime of getting, you know, those big national media hits. And so what I did was I, you know, we talked to the brands and made sure we knew their goals, what they wanted to talk about, you know, each month or each time we had a campaign to run. I strategized sort of the way that the influencer program would be implemented. So would they post every month and what kind of message would they go out with? And if it was a product, what kind of product they wanted to them to talk about and things like that. And then, you know, I started contacting, I've been in contact with a ton of influencers. So, you know, it's just kind of handpicking the right ones that are a fit for the brand or a fit for the product that, you know, they want to, or the message that they want to go out to, whichever one is more important. And then you sort of present that to the brand, kind of, these are your, you know, rock stars that are going to really sell your product or really, you know, go out with your message in order, if they're trying to, you know, shift brand perception, if that's their goal, you know, it all really depends on what the client needs.
Right.
Yeah. And then, so from there, you go about hiring influencers based on, you know, what kind of rate they have, what kind of budget you have from your client. And then at the end, you sort of wrap everything up in a little bow and say, here's how they performed, here's how everything worked for you, you know? So everything from strategy to measurement.
Very cool. I absolutely love it. And when we were talking before, I mentioned, I wish I had known you months ago. So I'm looking for some clients for you too.
Awesome. Yay.
So Jessica, what were some of the main fears that you had as you transitioned into business yourself? Because not only were you starting your own business, but you were also moving to a whole new country.
Yeah. So I literally had no idea to, like, I have no idea how to run my own business. Let's just start there. And I really wasn't sure if I wanted to start my own business per se. I think at the beginning, and maybe even now, I was looking for, you know, other either brands who are already looking for influencer campaigns and sort of doing the same thing, mm-hmm. or, you know, influencer marketing platforms that are looking for employees. So that's kind of where I started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had done a few proposals for a couple of startups or a couple of brands that didn't work out. And so, I mean, honestly, my biggest fear was just running out of money and not being able to stay here in France. Like, yeah. That was literally it. And so, it's hard when you don't find work or you don't find projects right away, because you sort of get discouraged and you sort of start second guessing, like, am I doing the right thing? Did I make the right decision? What can I do differently to sort of attract the right people that I want to work with? And so, mm-hmm. All of that, rolled into, the stress of being in a completely new country. Yeah, it kind of takes a toll on you, but honestly, just, got to keep pushing forward if you want to do what you want to do.
Definitely. Now, what sorts of things, so you mentioned Upwork, kind of submitting proposals to different people. How has your sales process and prospecting process shifted, or are you shifting that to try and reach people in new and different ways?
Yeah, so I did a little bit more networking on Upwork, and then, on LinkedIn. Right. And then also just kind of reaching out. So I don't know, I had this like dumb idea in my head that I wasn't going to try to utilize the people that I already knew and mm-hmm. that I had already worked with. Cause I'm like, it's going to look like I'm going to them and I'm asking for something, and I don't want to, ruin our relationship or taint it or whatever I was thinking. And that's totally lame. Like, definitely reach out to your network. Cause it's like, those are the people that already know and like you. Those are your best advocates. And so I started reaching out to more people that are already in my network that I have already worked with. And that kind of helped link me to other people mm-hmm. and, in that respect, or who needs this type of work. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I've shifted my thinking. Cause I was like, I'm crazy. Why did I think of that in the beginning? I should have started there, honestly, instead of reaching out to strangers who don't know who I am, what I do, and how I work, And so I think that's sort of a big way that I've shifted my thinking there. And then, yeah, really just trying to utilize these platforms to the max. I think I sort of tried to, maybe I tried to use too many, or I just, uh-huh. I would look for like, 30 minutes on one and then switch to another and then switch to another, And so really just kind of trying to build on what I had already done or jobs I had already saved and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I love that you've been working on switching your mindset and your thinking. I was the same way. I started my business and I didn't tell anyone I was working for myself. And I did start going to networking groups, and really, a lot of the folks that I even met in that first year networking are still referring clients and things like that. But I had to start relationships from scratch. And it sounds like that's kind of what you historically have been doing as well. And then it's the moment you open the doors to invite people you already know kind of into your business and what you're doing, it really can transform your ability to get clients and to get people referring clients to you who don't, in your case, care where you are.
Yeah,
or your cases, because they already trust you. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see. So what sorts of resources and tools are you utilizing for your business right now? Are there any apps that you go to or softwares that you use?
So I don't have a website, and maybe I should, but I've kind of been putting off creating one. But I did create kind of an online case study, sort of rundown of my favorite campaigns that I've run with some results. And so it's in Adobe Spark, so it's sort of like a scrolling website. And then, you know, I created it's kind of like a one sheet of all the capabilities that I can offer to clients as well. So I've been using those as tools to sort of display my work. But there aren't really any websites other than the ones that I mentioned first, getting out there and seeing what's available as far as, you know, jobs.
Yep. Absolutely. And then lastly, what are some top tips or tools that you can share with other freelancers who are just getting started and, you know, maybe are a couple months behind you in getting your practice up and running?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things for me is that I realized I should have started looking way before my current contract ended. You know, I should have, whenever I knew I was going to go freelance or just thought I wanted to do it, I should have started putting myself out there then. That way, when the cash flow stopped, I wasn't like, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? So yeah, for sure. Make time to just start putting the feelers out there, because it probably will take longer than you think, or in my case, it totally did. And you don't want to be stuck in that position where you're like, what am I going to do to pay the bills? Because that's scary, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. You know, you'll always experience that in your freelancing business. There are the highs and the lows, and you have to work to find those systems and processes that helps you get in front of new people all the time, so that, you know, the highs become higher and so do the lows. So you don't feel as though, you know, hey, I'm completely booked to, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I know, that's the worst. But yeah, that and, you know, try not to be too hard on yourself. Like, it can be really tolling to be, like, you're going to feel rejected a lot when you don't get jobs that you apply for, or when, you know, your clients that you built proposals for, when they don't work out. You know, I would just stay positive. Like, that, you know, I know that's easier said than done, and it's really hard. Like, you feel rejected and you're like, what am I doing with my life? But it will work out, you know, if you just keep on trying. Like, I was going to tell you before, but I actually, I just got signed on with, it's kind of a platform that allows influencers to chat one-on-one with their fans.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Shameless plug, called Chatalyze. And, fans can pay for, you know, 5-10 minute slots, whatever the influencer chooses, through the platform. And it works that way. So they can keep the money for themselves or donate to charity if they're, you know, larger bloggers or already make a ton of revenue through influencer work. But yeah, it works that way. And they handle the scheduling, then the payment and everything. It's really easy. So that's awesome. What I'm doing now. Yeah, it's cool to still be working with influencers, because I was thinking, you know, maybe I'm going to have to shift what I do if this isn't working out. But yeah, you will find something if you look hard enough.
That is awesome. Congratulations on just being signed up with them. That's great.
I'm super stoked. Yeah. But yeah, no, I just feel like everything, like you said, everything, it's highs and lows, and everything I feel is like it's turning up. So
That's great. Yeah. Just keep your head up. And, you know, we always feel as though if you have intention about where you want to go and you, you know, think of the best possible outcomes, even if you get those disappointing emails and phone calls, you still have, you know, one foot in front of the other, and you're still marching towards that finish line. So.
Okay. Totally. Yeah.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. I really, really appreciate you taking the time and carving the time out of your schedule in a completely different time zone than I'm in. So
thank you. No worries. Thank you for having me.
And then just so everybody knows, I will include Jessica's contact information as well as potentially a link to that one pager. So that you can reference it. It will just be down in the description down below. So please take a look at that and If you need any help with influencer marketing, Jessica is your gal. So thank you again.
It's just going to say, even if you're an influencer and you're looking to connect with more brands, you know, from that side too, I'd love to chat.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And I will see you next time.